This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Freedom is what happens to a man on the inside. It is what happens to a man's being. It has nothing to do with voting, marching, picketing, rioting, though all be manifestations of it. No man can give me freedom or help me get it. A man is free when he can determine the style of his existence in an absurd world. A man is free when he sees himself for what he is and not as others define him. James Howell Cohn was born to Charles and Lucy Cohn on August 5, 1938, in Fordyce, Arkansas, otherwise known as Dallas County. Cohn's family lived in the colored section of the town Bearden. After graduation from Ouachita Training School, Cohn would attend Shorter College in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and Philander Smith College, earning his Bachelor's of Arts in 1958. In 1961, Cohn would earn a Master's of Divinity from Garrett Theological Seminary and then earn a Master's and Ph.D. from Northwestern University. As a young man during the height of the Civil Rights Movement, Cohn would connect to the work of Black liberation. The frustration of racism challenged Cohn to develop a Christian theology from the struggle to push America to live up to the words in the founding documents. Dr. Cohn would form the language that would become Black Liberation Theology. Black Liberation Theology is defined in the Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture as a theological identity that was accountable to the life, history, and culture of African American people. To help promote the new path to engaging in the Christian faith, Dr. Cohn wrote Black Theology and Black Power in 1969, which has gone through numerous reprints. Cohn would go on to write several other critical texts, including The Cross and the Lynching Tree in 2011. Dr. Cohn participated in numerous professional organizations, was an ordained and active minister, author of 12 books and over 150 articles, and the recipient of numerous awards, including induction into the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. Dr. Cohn would pass away on April 28, 2018, but his example of commitment to faith and service to justice, reconciliation, and understanding will continue to be light that guides us forward. Today, we celebrate the life and legacy of one of Arkansas's own, the incomparable James Cohn.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about this series online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.